For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Honduran migrants in a massive caravan surge across a bridge leading to Mexico before being halted in a chaotic confrontation with Mexican police in riot gear. Speaking at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, President Trump says he's pleased with Mexico's initial response to that situation.
It's being stopped as of this moment by Mexico. So we appreciate very much what Mexico is doing. As of this moment, I thank Mexico. If that doesn't work out, we're calling up the military. Not the guard, we're calling up the military.
In our other top story, Saudi Arabia maintains writer Jamal Khashoggi, a prominent critic of Saudi Arabia, died in a fistfight at the consulate in Turkey. 18 Saudis are being detained as suspects. President Trump comments on that situation.
Well, I think it's a good first step. It's a big step. It's a lot of people. A lot of people involved, and I think it's a great first step.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created righttovoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push a side. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Days after Hurricane Michael made landfall, medical services in the Florida Panhandle are still limited. At Bay Medical Sacred Heart, spokeswoman Martha Crombie says they still can't accept any new patients.
Once the storm had passed, we began to evacuate. We evacuated over 200 patients to area hospitals. As patients continue to come through the ER, however, we are assessing them, and if they do need hospitalization, they're stabilized here and transported to an area hospital.
Top U.S. intelligence officials say they're concerned about ongoing campaigns by several countries to sway our elections. With more on that, here's USA's Wendy King.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Homeland Security Department, the Justice Department, and the FBI have issued a joint statement. It says, Russia, China, Iran, and other countries are using many platforms like social media, seeking to influence voter perceptions and decision-making in the 2018 and 2020 elections.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you look up this weekend, you may be able to witness a meteor shower. More from John Clemens.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors, and of course as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show.
Returning to one of our top stories, Amnesty International says Saudi Arabia should immediately produce the body of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi so that independent forensic experts can conduct an autopsy in line with international standards. Saudi Arabia says the columnist for the Washington Post was killed in a fistfight in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate, a reversal from previous Saudi assertions. No one wins the latest Mega Millions drawing, meaning the jackpot is now expected to rise $1.6 billion by Tuesday. The chance of matching all six numbers and taking home the grand prize is 1 in 302.5 million. The FBI expands the search for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who mysteriously vanished Monday after her parents were found shot to death in their Wisconsin home. Law enforcement organized 100 volunteers to search a 14-mile stretch of the ditch line on the highway where the house sits. Two of them spoke to CNN.
My dad grabbed me and said they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
It's just that the murders are bothering everybody. As for Jamie, we're hoping that she's still in the area and alive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A candidate running against Ilhan.